do this.
Do you know how much good stuff we'll get out of Plank Smash?
You guys take a break, right? You guys
like, yeah.
All right, so let's do the first half not Plank Smash, and the second half play Smash.
Okay.
Because I feel like the whole thing shouldn't be.
No, we're not going to play. No, obviously we're not going to play Smash the whole thing, but that's got to be a segment.
Okay, but how
you will get great material if you let us
play. We can lower. We can't see the screen.
We can lower. Well, no, but you'll hear.
We'll just narrate it and yell things and be like, fuck, fuck, fuck. And then I'll, like, you know.
I'll just get talk normally while it plays.
You get it. Yeah, and I can do that too.
I don't really react.
Dude, look at how big his TV is. Is it 4K? No, probably not. But look at how big his fucking TV is. Imagine on this TV.
Isn't my TV this size?
Yeah, but like... Yeah, but we play Brawl. Yeah. It's not fucking Smash, dude.
Have we been recording?
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Toilet Talk. I'm Kevin Wingertson.
I'm Bobby Martin.
Why didn't you tell us that you started?
Because that's the thing that we do, okay?
This is 99.9, The Groove. Oh,
fuck, now I'm embarrassed. KSM. Start over.
No! We've got Eric Ellison with us, and Johnny...
John
Sirassi. That's
a really good way to say my name. Kevin. My name is just John. Hey, everybody.
Why is it Johnny Butt Sirassi on Facebook, though?
Because when I was in, like, 8th grade, I made it that.
You never changed this.
I never changed
this. It's a Sublime song, right? Sublime?
Yeah, it's Sublime.
This is a Sublime song called The Ballad of Johnny Butt. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I took it.
Something Johnny Butt.
By the way, Nick Feigenbaum, if you're listening, I am John Ass. That is me. Alright.
Couldn't have been that hard to figure out.
So welcome to Toilet Talk.
Great. You saw the GIF last night?
I did. With Jason Bateman. It's a really good movie, actually.
What is it?
I really enjoy it. It's a thriller. It's about Jason Bateman and his wife. They move into a new house in Jason Bateman's old hometown. And Jason Bateman gets, like, reacquainted with someone he knew from grade school, who turns out to be crazy. A really good thriller. Really good thriller that didn't do exactly what I like it. I had expectations for it, and it didn't. Like, I thought I knew how it was going to turn out, and it didn't turn out like that at all. It was really good.
But
really subtle, not too overblown, not too, like, not too much bullshit. Like, you really got to watch the movie.
Jason Bateman was good, though, because I feel like he was, like, that's sort of, like, a weird choice for, like, a thriller.
He's, for the character he was playing, he plays such a great douchebag, because the character is the character is a huge douchebag.
I think, like, he and Adam Scott are, like, the straight men of our generation. Like, they always play, like, the straight men.
Yeah, I mean, in Arrested Development, he was, but then in the fourth season,
they made
him a douchebag. I feel like he was good at both, so.
I don't know, he's all right. He played a good douchebag, but there were some moments that could have been way more powerful with a better actor who was better at kind of accessing more of a, you know, like a range in his abilities. Like there's a big scene at the end where, like, this horrible thing happens, and he just kind of shed a few tears. And I was like, really? You wouldn't be freaking out right now? I was like, whatever, I don't know.
Yeah.
He was all right. He was all right. His wife was good, and the crazy guy was good.
This has been Movie Reviews with Eric Ellison.
You brought it up!
Okay.
You told me not to bring it up before because you wanted to talk about it on the podcast. I would have said all this before we started recording.
Okay. I saw Counting Crows last night.
Where? At the Capitol?
No, Pier 97.
What is that?
Oh.
It's a band. No. I know what it is.
It, like, the band was good, but the lead singer is like this, like, total, like, he looks like a douchebag because he's this white guy with dreadlocks.
Oh.
And he's, like, huge.
Don't do that, man.
I know. And he
What's the band name again?
Counting Crows.
Wait, isn't there Counting Cars, too?
Yeah.
Look it up. Probably. Where's my phone? Here it is. There's Counting... I'm pretty sure...
Counting Crows have been around since, like, the 90s, though. Like, and he's this big guy. He had to change his shirt, like, 3 times during the show. Like, the rest of the band was amazing, but, like, he was just so distracting with his little dancing and, like... He just did not fit in with, like, the alternative rock, alternative country, like, thing at all.
Okay, I don't know any of these songs.
Counting Cars is the TV show with the guy that builds cars, who also is the lead singer of a band called Count 77, I think is what they're called.
It's too many counts.
No, Counting Crows.
His name is the Count. That's why he's a vampire.
I've been searching up everything we talk about.
They have a song in Shrek. They're Oscar nominated.
There's a chip. Yeah, oh, they sing...
Accidentally in Love.
Oh, no.
No, leave it at that. Leave it at that. He's talking about a potato chip.
and it's somewhere.
No, right here. It's a big piece of
wood. It's somewhere sexy and
playful. Oh no, I was thinking of Smash Mouth.
This is not a visual medium.
I'm talking to you. I'm pointing at the thing for you.
So guys, I'm looking at this amiibo, this Splatoon amiibo. I'll describe it to you. It's got the nicest ass. I think the Splatoon people are hot. That's just me. It's got a little goo on its back. I don't know.
But Counting Crows, that song where, like, in Shrek.
Yeah, we moved off that topic.
I want you to recognize one of
those. Wait, who's Counting Crows? I'm gonna. Wait. I thought of Smash. I was thinking about Smash Mouth.
Yeah, I only remember
Smash. Wait, did Smash Mouth do both of the songs?
A believer.
Somebody once. Yeah, yeah. And yeah. I'm a believer?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a great video.
Why did they only put one of those songs in the musical? They should have put the first one. Instead of the regular opening number, you should just do Rockstar by Smash.
That would be a good idea, I think.
I would have liked to see Kyle sing that along.
That would be...
Really yeah, cool. Fuck Kyle.
Oh my
Kyle
God.
Sucks. He's bad.
No, he loves it when we talk about him on this.
Yeah, I'm sure, because do you love it?
Kyle listened to the second episode, he found the exact time his name was mentioned.
Yeah.
And he tells me, go to exactly 8 minutes into episode 2... And they talk about me.
Fuck you, Kyle.
He's like, yeah, mad we talked about it, you. But at the same time, he loves it.
We talked wait. About you and your one testicle, alright?
wait. Counting Crows did a song in the first movie?
Second. And it was Oscar nominated.
Oh.
That's cool.
Oh, was it the second movie?
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
the music is best in the first.
I like the second. No, wait. Are we talking about the music or the movie?
I just said the music is best in the first.
Star Wars.
Hey, dogs!
Yeah, that.
Copyright!
Yeah, no, we didn't. We only played like 5 seconds.
I think you get. I think you get like.
We're gonna get so.
I think you
now.
Get like 30 seconds or something.
Yeah, it's something
iTunes
like that.
iTunes is gonna be upset with us. We're gonna have to bleep that whole thing out.
Yeah. You have a deal with
just,
iTunes.
Just have a really loud like beep.
Someone actually had to listen to.
I know. I feel bad. Somebody had iTunes had to listen to it to like let it be in the podcast app.
Wait, really? Somebody has to listen to the whole thing?
Yeah.
Wow.
They had to
but you guys
to
can't.
First one.
You can't do it.
Hey, guy.
What?
You can't do it. You can't listen to the whole thing. You can't get through it?
No, we can't. I had to edit it. It's I edit bad. These. Yeah. But, like, I feel bad to have another person who's like, I guess it, like, it hey didn't guy. Do anything wrong, but it's just crappy.
Hey, guy. How you doing?
Listen to Seabass scream over long for the next hour.
So, wait, since this,
he made a long
since
noise
this,
in
since this podcast is only for people who go to East Chester High School
basically.
In New York, I think I should talk about a dream I had.
Oh, yeah, the dreams!
That definitely involves people we know, the people we hang out with
ugh.
In high school. So I had this dream. This is for East Chester people. I was at the high school, and we have like the stone, you know that stone thing out
yeah.
there where you sit outside of our theater? I was sitting there, and you know, it was like a whole crew. It was like you guys were there. It was like a lot of people. And
we
was all
there?
Like,
probably,
yeah. Like I feel like everybody from the Players Club that I knew was there. It was like a lot of Players Club people. And I went to the bathroom to pee, and while I was in the bathroom, I was like, oh, you know what would be funny?
Oh, fuck, my brother's calling me. Hang on one second.
Okay, go outside.
Hello?
Dude, take it outside!
No, I didn't.
Take, you fucking asshole.
I'm doing something right now. I'm going to take one on
Jesus Christ.
Does he want to be on the podcast?
Alright,
anyway.
We've
got Kevin's grandma on the podcast.
Anyway, I went in the bathroom, and I was peeing, and I was like, you know what would be funny? If I came back out and my penis was still out. So in the dream, I come out to everybody and my penis is just out. And everybody laughed and everybody thought it was funny. But then John comes out and he sees my penis and he's like, oh, wow. And later he takes me aside and he's like, Sarasi, I'm sorry, but I can't let you stay at the high school anymore. I gotta kick you out. And
he
kicked me
out
of high school. And it turned into like a nightmare because I was so like depressed and anxious about what I was going to do because I couldn't complete high school anymore.
Adam back.
Because I took out my wiener. So yeah, that's the
did
that's
you hear
the dream.
What Adam did to John at the...
Is it something involving Adam's wiener?
No.
Oh, okay.
But they had the officer's dinner, and after the officer's dinner, I was texting Kellyanne, and she tells me in the middle of it, Adam out of nowhere just bit John's nipple.
Wow. That's
That's weird.
That's weird, Adam. And you know what, Adam? You know what? Wow. You get your little dinner? That's cool. I got an award. I got an award for being president. So
Adam,
eat my ass.
Adam also got an award.
What fucking award?
Well, no, wait,
award?
The whole entire class got an award.
Oh,
no,
the whole
no,
class got an award.
No,
wow.
Adam also got a separate award. It was I think it was the director's award or
fuck
the
that.
Actor's award.
I started that award. I was the first person to get that
Eric,
award.
Eric, did you get that?
Director's no. I got the performance one 2 years in a row.
Adam either got that one or the other one. I don't know.
I was
Adam. Adam sucks. All right.
I was kind of a dud of a president. You know, it's all right. I almost got removed from office.
What?
For answering a text while I was on stage. Not during a show, but like during a rehearsal.
I remember that.
Yeah, it was really bad. He got really mad at me.
And then he yelled at Kyle for looking at me and Seabass, because me and Seabass were just
because you guys were
audience.
Fucking up with him.
Wait, when was this? The comedy or the musical?
The comedy.
Me and Seabass were just in the audience, and Kyle's like staring at us, so John yells at him, and while John's yelling at him, Eric pulls out his phone, and John
I glanced at it. And then put it away. But like John caught me right the second I glanced at it, and I was bad. He made us leave. I was like, "All right, bye."
Wow, yeah, way to go!
It was bad.
That was a razzle.
This kid's an idiot.
The fucking that was the dumbest thing you could have said.
Did you like that show?
Yeah, it was good.
As an outside observer, I can say it was bad.
No, it was not. It was
good.
The
weeds were bad.
It was not.
Brian was bad. Kyle, he was bad. Eric, you were in a lead, right?
Yeah.
You were bad. You were the worst.
You know, he was really
Eric,
bad, Brandon.
What night did you come to the show?
Oh my god, fuck everyone.
We saw it together. We saw it opening night.
Actually, someone did that to me, but they did it like on accident. One of my friends was coming to the show, and he texted me, "Hey, what night are you going to the show?"
Oh,
and this was 42nd Street when I got my first lead.
Oh, right.
And I've talked to this kid like several times. I'm like, Drew,
I knew it. I was gonna say, is it Drew?
Is it Drew? Drew? That's a great
It's Drew. I thought it was Ja-Roof. I played basketball with him in like, I think maybe my senior year or my junior year.
Should be Drew.
No, it had to have been my. No, it could have been my junior year.
It's D-H-R-U-V.
It's Droof. It's like one syllable. But I like he was on my team in basketball, and I was like, all right, so Ja-Roof. He was. I was like J A R. He's like, no, dude, it's Droof. I was like, what?
I just remember for 42nd Street, for some reason, like he couldn't get into the balcony with all of his other friends, so he had to sit alone. Like, and he, I just remember seeing him in the audience, just looking.
No,
out.
He wasn't in the balcony. He was,
no, like in the front row.
Yeah, he was
like,
in the front row.
Yeah.
I remember him sadly just sitting there as I was on stage.
Oh no! Must have been terrible to sit in the front row. Poor thing.
I mean, I sat in the front row once.
I think mute is on.
No, it's not.
Oh, okay. So blinking is on, and
wait, is
solid,
it solid or
it's,
blinking?
It's solid.
That means it's on. Blinking means it's muted.
So is it?
So blinking is muted? Blinking is mute is on.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. So it's solid right now.
Yeah, it should
okay.
be.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. No, it's fine.
I'm sorry. I'm a little.
Every time you do that, the mic picks it up.
I'm a little drunk. What?
Whatever you're doing, the table.
What this?
No, stop.
Yeah, I think I was, like, picking at something. Sorry.
Did you have any other dreams? Like, you said you've had, like, three.
I had another. It was kind of weird. It felt really weird. I auditioned for a show with a friend I have who does not do shows.
What do you mean by
we didn't get casted.
That
and the casting.
Like $50.
John is telling a story.
The casting director was Bernie Sanders. Who's running for the Democratic nomination.
Do you guys watch John Oliver?
Fucking socialist.
Yeah, they did a
segment where Bernie Sanders asks news reporters questions, so that they'll ask him a question and then he'll just respond with another question.
Yeah, Bernie Sanders does that.
Let's get into politics right now.
I don't want to get into politics.
So I'm gonna vote for Donald Trump because he seems pretty sure of what he's saying, and I'm not really sure of anything.
His hair is made
and
of
he's
like
rich and successful
candy.
But he's rich, like, he's rich and successful. So I think he should be the president.
How can people fucking, like actually support that?
Well,
you know
what it is? It actually is his confidence. A lot of people respond to confidence. That's why, you know, George Bush, you know, got so far and became president because he was confident.
Yeah, I guess.
It's people like confidence. I think it's like an evolutionary, like, social thing, kind of. People just respond well to confidence. When you see the alpha males at the party getting all the chicks.
No, yeah.
And I'm getting friend zoned. It's because they're confident.
I think you're confident, John.
I'm confident in like a quirky, like, Scott Pilgrim versus the world kind of way.
I consider myself quirky in the Zooey Deschanel kind of way.
Okay, cool. Let's talk about what kind of quirk we all are. What kind of quirky we are.
Eric, what's your core?
I don't want to have this conversation.
That's so quirky.
Did you guys go to the Wizarding World of Harry Potter?
Yeah.
See your little thing over there?
No, that's from,
Oh, I see their little things, all right.
There's, like, a Discovery Museum in the city that had, like, a Harry Potter exhibit. They recently had
What was in it?
Like, props from the movies.
Oh.
And then they recently had a Marvel one where they had props from all the, like, the Avengers. And
that's cool.
Oh, I know! Oh, it's on 44th.
Yeah, it's right.
It's next to the St. It's next to the St. James. I know exactly where it is, because I've seen the Marvel one before. Oh, yeah. 44th, across from the Majestic, and right next to St. James. And Guitar Center is right next door, right?
But that would make a bigger noise.
All the noises you do get caught on the mic.
Yeah, I know. Well, that one was intentional. I was trying. But it didn't work the way I thought it was. I'm wearing flip-flops, so I thought it would make that flip-floppy noise.
Excuses.
Flip-floop.
Yeah, so this is funny. I like this, because it's like, you know, Bobby and Kevin are like the guys in high school who were friends, and they do creative stuff together, and that's what we kind of were, you know.
So you think we're like the?
Are we the Eric and John?
No, we were so much better than you.
That's true. And also, we have the whole dynamic of like one of us is short and the other one is tall, but you guys are just both.
Yeah, you guys.
Tall.
We're both the same human being.
But I'm taller.
I guess. That's
even
true.
In like the same glasses. So Kevin's are a little bit like
we pretty much all three have the same glasses.
Yeah, we all here have cool looking glasses, right?
Transitional lenses.
Nick Comas.
My power outmatches yours. See, transitional lenses are cool. People don't know this, but
I hate them.
I hated them at first, but that was before I knew their true power. See, they're kind of like Superman. They draw energy from the sun and they become powerful. And the more sun energy you get, they open like black holes in your eyes that you can use for superpowers.
Transish.
Mine just turned dark.
Yeah, well, you clearly haven't unlocked your true potential yet. It's alright. Nick Comas and I have.
Should I just stare at the sun for a while?
Yeah, you should definitely do that.
Oh no, Comas got new glasses.
No!
Yeah, they look like Harry Potter glasses.
Good. Then I am
you
the
are
only
the only one!
And Bobby.
Well, Bobby doesn't know his powers.
Bobby's
so.
The apprentice.
I'll figure it out one day. Ow.
What's in the bag?
Nothing interesting.
Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart, but your head gets dumb. That song is in my head. Oh, God.
That was loud. You woke up both dogs.
You know when you do a clap and you don't think it's going to be that loud? And then it is. It's like super loud.
Was that one of those?
That was that, yeah. I didn't think it was gonna be that loud. See, I'm glad Brandon can't be here. It would have been cool to do a happy accident podcast, but he would have monopolized the whole thing, talking about how
like the article.
Like yeah, he would have just been like yeah. So you know, I'm studying this at NYU, and basically I just need some real material, some headshots, you know.
They didn't even use those headshots we took.
You took headshots for him?
Yeah, because he asked us.
And his manager said to just get other ones.
Mm-hmm. His manager...
Wait, do you have them? I want to see them.
They might be on my phone.
We can get them later. No, I want to see them right now so I can laugh at them. On air.
I hope
live.
It's dog.
Live, by the way. This is completely live.
Oh, look at the dog.
There's two big dogs in this room. And I wish you guys could see
Let's describe everything in this
I
room.
I wish you
right
three
now.
At home could see them.
Actually, we have two listeners.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
My mom and Kevin's mom.
Nice.
Which say they are? They're greyhounds?
Oh,
yeah. Look at the dog.
I go on greyhound buses a lot.
That's because greyhounds cool. are the fastest breeded dogs. They race.
They are.
Am I the only one
What
that
the hell
that
does that
dog?
Have to do with buses?
Because the buses are fast.
I guess. I don't know. They're kind of bus speed.
Wait,
well,
Eric,
no,
do you have a dog?
You know.
No, I have three cats.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. Do they have names?
No. No, we just call them Cat 1, 2, and 3.
Let me see that headshot.
Compound dog. No, we have...
Ah!
I like that one. It's,
hey,
like,
this is actually like nice.
His mouth is open.
But he looks... He
the
looks
lighting
like,
is really good. That's a good place to take headshots.
It looks like...
It's a new lighting kit we have.
Oh my
LED.
God.
Oh, really?
That's this looks nice. Like it would be with
you
like,
should take
an,
some
an
for
adult
me.
An adult store or something.
I like that... Like, this looks kind of funny, though. His mouth is just open like that. So
yeah, you guys can't see it, but basically it just looks like a big pile of shit in front of a white wall.
if you can imagine what that looks like.
I like this. He's going for the serious edge instead of his usual
It looks like he's trying to be sexy, but Brandon is not sexy. Brandon, you are an ugly person, all right? You are an ugly man.
It's, like, serious. He usually has that big, cheesy, like, smile.
I would say out of the five of us, but this one's serious. He's the ugliest. In, like, a...
There it is. There's a smile.
You're second, for sure. His big, but he's uglier.
His big-ass smile.
And I think Eric... I'm obviously the most attractive.
I'm second?
I'm the I would most, say so. Most handsome yes! man. Yes!
I would say so.
Most handsome man.
I would say that's the order. That's the official tier list.
You took a lot. Holy
how
shit.
How attractive we are.
Yeah, Lighting is good.
We got headshots, too.
There's a lot of amiibos in this room, you guys.
Look what happens when you get bored.
Here. I was so bored.
Bobby designed his phone case.
I drew a Superman and a Batman symbol.
You have to draw them together to promote the upcoming film.
Okay, yeah, let's talk about that. Because for some reason,
excited
we talk about
shit,
superhero
man.
Movies on this podcast a
yeah,
lot.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. We had an argument the other day for 3 hours about
Aunt May. Oh, all right. Let me get you guys to weigh in on this. Okay, do you guys
so stupid.
Have any of you guys ever noticed that Aunt May is like way too old to be Peter's aunt in the original Sam Raimi movies? Like for some reason, she's always thought of as like this really old woman. Like a grandma?
Like she could
but it's
like
his aunt. It's his mother's...
Maybe.
But why not specify that?
No, I'm just saying, like,
I mean, she
like
could be.
Aunt.
Well, I mean, Alright, so my grandma has a sister, and I call her my aunt, even though technically I'm supposed to call her my great-aunt.
Oh,
I
yeah, well, I mean,
aunt,
me too. Alright, that's, all right, that's
well,
true. I do,
my,
too.
My mom...
I have a great-aunt that I just call Aunt
is
Tina.
Like,
yeah, that's what... Maybe Aunt May's a great-aunt, but you just call
my
her...
My mom's, like, 10 years away from hers.
No, because they set up that Ben Parker is Peter Parker's father's brother.
Well, I know that they do that in the Andrew Garfield one. I don't know if they do that in the Sam Raimi one. And I don't know if they necessarily
I mean, I guess not, but I mean,
do that in the comics. But, you know, it ranges. And in the Andrew Garfield one, they were younger.
So but in the new
yeah,
one,
in the Andrew Garfield one, it was totally fine. But
yeah.
And it's not a big deal. It's just like why is Aunt May so old?
But in the new one, she's going to be young.
Yeah. Well, she was pretty young in the most recent ones.
I don't know, it always changes. I don't remember. In the comics, sometimes she's old. One thing that's consistent, though, is that she's always hot.
I don't care about the comics.
You should, that's where it's based on.
Who cares? Comics are dumb.
Comics are not dumb.
No, they are. They can be really dumb.
They are not.
They can
were,
be,
they're
they
not
can,
now.
They can
cool.
be really fucking dumb.
The Ultimate series, Ultimate Spider-Man series, the best series ever.
I looked up how old is Aunt May, and the first response is older than dirt.
But that's the thing, she shouldn't be that old. She's not his mother's sister. Uncle Ben is his father's brother. But still, like, they should be relatively the same age. Why are they, like, 20 years older?
Okay, wait.
I don't know.
In the Tobey Maguire movie, his aunt was 75.
Yeah, cool. Holy shit.
And the Andrew Garfield one, she's supposed to be 66.
That's not that.
And now she's
going to
be, like,
40.
She did not look 66.
Yeah, she looked a lot younger than 66.
She looked like she was 50. And also, 66 is not that different
it's,
from 75.
That's a 10-year difference.
That's not a 10-year. 10 years. That's a 9-year difference.
10 years between siblings is not as big of a deal as 20 years between siblings.
Still happens, man. Still happens.
Are you guys Marvel or DC?
DC.
I don't fucking care.
I was always Marvel.
If it's a good movie, it's
but
a
I'm
good
thinking,
movie.
Okay, I forgot you don't care.
I'm thinking about I'm thinking DC because I'm, you know.
Did the
I don't know. Batman. Yeah. Batman just... I love Batman.
Okay.
You just can't not love Batman.
Everyone just loves
And you know,
Batman.
I was thinking about the two teams, the Avengers versus the Justice League. I feel like the Justice League is cool because they can all, like, fight each other, you know? Like, they can all keep up with each other in different ways. Even Batman, even though he's just a douche man. He can, like, kill... He can, like, kill all of them. Like, he knows how to kill everyone in the Justice League. But, like, the
and
Avengers...
He almost has on accident.
Yeah, yeah, he did. But, like, the Avengers, like, nobody could fight the Hulk. Like, Thor can kind of fight the Hulk. But
you think Hulk is like the strongest? Out of
Hulk
the
is the Hulk is ridiculously OP. Okay, Hulk can destroy the entire planet with a punch. That's how strong he is because his strength is basically infinite. Because
Superman could beat the Hulk.
I mean, probably.
No, they in like the 70s, just to produce revenue, they did a DC Marvel crossover.
Yeah, they've done those.
And the Hulk was beat by Superman because they had like them battle to see which universe would survive.
Yeah, well, cause Superman's. Just OP. Superman's is OP. But the Hulk is definitely the strongest Avenger. And like Captain America could not fight the Hulk. Hawkeye could not fight the Hulk.
Have you seen Fantastic Four?
I have not.
I know you haven't, but I want to see it so badly now.
I heard it's shit. That's what everybody
says.
Yeah,
but obviously, yeah, but I really just
want to see it. Fucking Tim Heidecker's in it. How can it be bad?
Did you watch the Half in the Bag review?
No.
They reviewed it, and they were like, except for like the 2 seconds that Tim Heidecker's in it. I was like, yay, Tim Heidecker.
Yeah, Tim Heidecker's great. I'll watch it up until he's not in it anymore, and then I'll stop watching.
Tim and Eric?
Tim and Eric, you fool!
Tim and Eric, awesome show. Watch Tim great job.
Just watch Adult Swim for a whole entire night.
See, that's why we're the better duo, because we are heavily influenced by Tim and Eric.
I know who Tim and Eric are.
My name is Eric.
When you're a duo, you have to work together in tandem, which is why Eric and I are always fighting about everything we do.
Me and Kevin's arguments are pretty passive.
Ours are not.
I'm mostly really hungry.
Just aggressive. I'm sorry.
Eric, are you going to order another pizza?
You don't know how badly I want to.
Do it. Order a pizza.
Pizza podcast.
Pizza podcast!
I don't know. Maybe.
What is this? You guys like Star Wars?
Yeah, it's okay. It's enjoyable.
This is weird. I feel like I had the same thing when I was a kid.
What is it?
Now that I'm looking at it...
Describe for the two people listening.
It's like... It's a Star Wars thing. It's a Fandex. It's like a long, kind of penis-shaped thing of all these pages you can flip through, and it just has, like, a character and tons of information. The first one is Darth Vader. He's talking about how he's a Sith Lord and shit. But I feel like I had this when I was a kid.
Probably did. They have a bunch of different types of those.
Yeah. This is weird. I'm, like, getting all those memories back from when I had it. Ooh, the Sarlacc pit. Would you guys fuck the Sarlacc pit? I'd fuck the Sarlacc pit.
I hope the new one's good. Like, it's gotta be good. Like, JJ Abrams.
It'll probably be okay. I don't know. I saw the first Star Wars movie, and that was it.
Seriously?
Yeah. That's
better than Kyle.
I was never really too into Star Wars, but...
I think we've told this story maybe I'll watch every podcast. More. Kyle's particular about his... the movies he watches.
I'm sure he is.
And he hasn't watched Star Wars. He probably never will. He doesn't watch the Avengers because the alarm at the beginning when the S.H.I.E.L.D. headquarters is, like, exploding is close to the alarm that you hear for, like, a ringtone.
Oh, my God.
And it's, like, the ringtone he has for me, and he's listening. Ah, this is the ringtone I have for it. This is unrealistic.
Avengers.
Oh, God. Shut up, Kyle. Shut up, Kyle.
And he refuses to watch The Iron Giant.
You're gonna watch a movie about men who could jump 400 feet, and that's not gonna piss you off. But the fact that they use a stock audio sound is gonna... That's unrealistic.
A movie with men jumping 400 feet.
The Avengers. The Hulk can jump, like, really high. Maybe not 400 feet. I don't know. I don't know how feet works. I don't know how size works. He can jump really long.
Was Age of Ultron good?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of like the same thing, almost. It was just like, Hulk was in it, not that much. Civil War is exciting. Hopefully the structure is different, though. I just hate how similar the Avengers and Age of Ultron.
Well, it's going to be heroes versus heroes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
One main villain that they end up fighting against.
Probably.
And if they
Wait, I'm confused. Is Captain America Civil War just going to be another Avengers movie that they're not calling an Avengers movie?
Not really.
No.
Because it's not going to be centered around the Avengers.
Up.
Yeah.
It's supposed to involve the whole hero community.
That's why Spider-Man's going to be in it.
And Ant-Man.
Yeah, basically, the government's like, yo,
right.
you can't do this. And Tony Stark's like, that's probably a good idea.
But then why is it a Captain America movie?
Because he's the main person fighting against...
Yeah, it kind of is going to... But also, I think they just did that because they want to have it center around one of their more popular heroes
Plus,
so that more people see
the
it.
The way it ends is with... in the comics, at least...
Probably not going to be close to the comics.
But in the comics, they have Captain America die at the end.
Yeah, yeah. Spoilers! Age of Ultron, the
so
movie,
wait.
Was so different from the comics. It was not even close to the same thing.
So this new Spider-Man they hired just recently.
Yeah.
Is he's getting his own movie and he's going to be in Civil War?
He's going to be Civil War first and then he's going to get his own new movie after.
See, this, oh, they fucked weird. It up.
Yeah, wait a second.
They fucked this up.
Wait, no, that's fine, because I don't want another Spider-Man origin movie.
Yeah, is there going to be an origin story?
It's not going to be an origin story. They already established
probably
that.
Probably not.
Okay, good. I don't want an origin story.
Like, they might do something like they did with Falcon, where they'll kind of do, like, a quick, like, oh, I got bit by a spider, that's what happened, my uncle died. Like, a couple seconds on it.
I'm sure they'll have some exposition.
Like, wait, she's just going to be there and everyone's going to know who he is? Is that, like, going to be the plan?
Yeah.
Because I don't like that.
Why?
Or they'll
because just, that's...
Introduce him as a new hero.
What does that mean?
Like, despite the bite just happened right before the events or during the events, and now...
I can picture how it'll be.
He was like, all right, I'm going to be Spider-Man and then go join the Avengers.
Well, no, I can picture how it'll be. Like they'll have a line where it's like, hear about that new kid, and then Captain America will be like, the one who got bit by the spider? It's like, yeah.
Well,
did
you see Ant-Man?
No,
yeah, I saw Ant-Man.
They have a line about... guys that crawl on walls and swing on webs.
Oh, that's fucking Spider-Man. So yeah. They already did it.
At the end, where he was talking about Luis, when he was talking about all
like the very end?
The very end.
Like that last second?
Spider-Man Amiibo.
Yeah, it was like...
When he's telling the story?
Yeah.
That he does earlier on in the movie and then does it again at the end?
Oh. When he's talking about Falcons looking for Ant-Man.
Right.
Okay, so we've hit our 30-minute mark.
I don't like this.
Oh, we'll be back with something.
Hyrule Warriors.
Welcome back.
Oh, we're back on. God damn it. Can you please tell me when you're going to do that?
It's our thing.
Someone turn off the TV by accident?
No.
You fucking turned off the TV by accident.
I turned it on.
Dude, you gotta start the podcast when we're, like, already queued up to go. People don't want to sit and listen to this bullshit.
We're gonna play Smash.
KK Slider outfit acquired. You bought those King K. Rool things?
What?
You bought the King K. Rool DLC?
No. My brother probably did.
Yeah, your brother did. Somebody got it. How come it's only on my gamepad?
There we go.
There we are.
The TV
there
was
we are, boys.
For a second.
All right, I'm gonna fart in your couch real quick, and then we're gonna get going.
You can fart in
stage
Kevin.
Two. Stage no, no. Go to shop.
What the hell?
I'm
is
not going
that?
To shop. That's the new DLC outfits.
Dude, it's drifting. It's that remote.
Oh no!
I told you, dude. That one's like drifting.
Can you hear the sound effects?
Yeah.
There we go.
What's Smash Tour?
It's dumb. It's like a board game.
Do they not have Smash?
Right, let me do the settings.
Do they not have Smash Run in this one?
No. This is it, guys. You can listen to us. Change settings.
We should probably turn the sound down on the TV so that's not all you hear.
Okay.
We should probably change the picture settings.
Is it still drifting?
Oh, wait. Are you...
No.
The factory...
Okay, let me use that one.
The settings are always too high. Here, I'll do the volume.
Rick and Morty.
Nope, that doesn't do volume.
I have no clue how this remote works.
The same as this one. It's the same buttons.
I love that one. Okay, can we just start now?
Kevin, you have to press B.
I did not go there.
Yes, you...
You know, you made me go there.
Close software. Somebody hit close.
Still your remote.
Okay, alright. Our items off. Yeah, they're off. Okay. Yeah, it's loud. Turn down.
The remote's right.
This doesn't do anything. Yeah, it's that one.
Is that better?
Yeah, I guess that's fine.
Are we only playing three player right now?
Three stock.
Where am I? Oh. where am I?
I am always Wii Fit Trainer.
You
always.
Suck.
Oh,
suck
there
it.
We go.
But I win sometimes.
Okay.
Why is this not working?
This looks so great.
Alright, somebody hit start so we can start.
Hey,
Bobby's
hang on, Bobby's got us. If you play Rosalina and Luma, I'm going to be really mad.
Oh, we have Mewtwo?
I guess you're
DLC, yo!
Buying all the DLC up. Yeah, you got all of them. You got Lucas, you got Roy, you got Ryu.
I got Ryu?
You got Random, right there.
Ryu,
you got right. Random.
Hit ready. Okay. Don't touch anyone. Thing. All right,
we're gonna do Omega Random because that's how you do it. Boom, Mario Galaxy. Oh, it's such a good stage.
I'm Wii Fit Trainer.
I'm Ryu.
I'm Toon Link.
I'm Yoshi.
All
No, 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 no! Crap! Screw me.
Oh, we're doing stock?
Yeah, of course.
That's the only way to play.
Yo, he's spamming that shit.
Oh, man. Four-player smash. This is just rough.
Yeah, it's nuts. Try a player.
Oh, no, 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 no! I did it.
Yeah, I think we should play a game after this. Not after this one round, but eventually that allows us to talk a little bit more, because we're all pretty heavily focused.
Yeah, I just realized we were kind of like...
I'm trying to re-figure out how to play the game.
Goodbye, Kevin. Suck my dick. Oh, shit! Oh, fuck you, Kevin!
I get so overwhelmed when it's anything more than one person. Because that's like what I do on my own, you know? Just play like 1v1 matches.
Okay, I got lost for a second.
That's what happens. You just like, you don't even know.
Goodbye, Bobby.
No!
That was good teamwork, Kevin. You like kicked him over here and I just shat him out.
Oh, no, 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 no!
Wow, I haven't gotten a single kill yet.
Yeah, I'm not a killing kind of guy.
I usually am.
I'm not like a... I gotta...
There we go.
Damn it!
Thank you, Kevin.
Wait, get Eric.
Get Eric?
No, okay. Get John.
No, fuck you.
Fucking die.
Oh, shit.
Wait, are you Toon Link?
Yeah.
Okay.
No! No! No!
You bitch! Fuck you!
Suck it! Suck it!
Oh, fuck. Stop, you're scaring the dog.
Okay.
God damn.
Ah, damn it.
How are you not
Fuck! Lying? Ah! Fuck!
Oh, you collar boon punched me.
Oh, shit!
Okay, I'm out.
Oh, that's true.
It's just me and John now. Great.
Yeah, now 1v1.
You had noticed I haven't played in a long time.
Hey, there are no excuses in Smash, except for all the excuses that people come up with when they lose, which is what I do too.
Oh, this is gonna be brutal.
I don't really get salty that much when I lose, but one time I did. And it almost ruined a friendship.
Aww. With who?
Steven Sorgi. Well, I wouldn't say it ruined a friendship, but like, I was losing hardcore. And I was just like, you picked an OP character, and he's like, shut up. How the fuck did you avoid that?
Jesus Christ, somebody died.
It's because he jumps around so much.
Eric, eat him again and then poop him off the edge.
That's hard to do because John knows how to avoid that. I just happen to get lucky. That's a tough move to do well. You have to like bait them into getting it. Oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck.
Yoshi versus Toon Link.
I'm up a stock, so... I think even if he kills me, which I'd just let him do...
Stupid. Okay, they both have one life now.
But there we go.
Oh, yeah. Surprise, surprise, John wins.
That's why they call me the winner.
I was second place. Wait, I want to see how many kills I got. Oh, I got 5 KOs! Holy fuck, yeah!
I got one.
It was against you, Eric.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That was fun! I'm sure this is not very entertaining for people on the podcast, though. Oh, well.
Yeah.
I don't care.
You can picture it. It's HD. It's stunning.
I'm gonna do Yoshi one more time.
Sonic! Nah, I don't wanna be that guy.
Well, I'm gonna be that guy next round.
No, I mean, I'll be a little man. You know, the guy who plays Sonic. Actually, you know what? You guys are all...
That's what I'm saying. I'm gonna be that guy.
I'm gonna be that guy. Alright. Winner pick stage. I'm calling it. I wanna see what... No, you didn't pick...
You didn't pick Omega! You have to put it on Omega, you fucking idiot!
You're so stupid.
Fuck, quit the game.
Just, no, we'll do it.
I don't wanna fucking do this. This is fucking dumb.
It's alright. It's
I
like...
Just teleport?
It's like Brawl.
Hey, you're fucking Mewtwo.
I don't know what Omega even is.
Omega is so it makes it a flat stage instead.
Yeah,
of,
it's just a platform. Yeah. It's not a big fucking bullshitty thing with stuff that falls and all that shit.
Oh, okay.
Guys, get off the fucking top platform, please.
No, fuck you! Because now I'm Sonic.
Come on, go down. Go down! Why won't... How can I... Can't get through
See, that's why I don't like non-platform stage.
I died.
No, you didn't. You live again. Because it's a video game.
No, wait! Fuck.
I wasn't the first to die.
I don't know how Mewtwo works. I just teleported off the edge.
Okay, that's his recovery. His down B puts people to sleep if you're looking them right in the eyes. It's a very particular move. His side B projects projectiles, whatever. Reflects projectiles, sorry.
No.
Yeah, and people too.
No, I wasn't saying no to that.
I know.
Screw Sonic.
That's what they all say.
Well, that was a big fucking jumble of shit. Couldn't even see what was going on there.
Yeah, let's break the house.
Wait, what did I just do?
You can break the house.
No, there I did go. Something. What's...
No, it's a platform.
I'm just going to sit right here.
I can disappear.
No, what the...
Guys, let's team up on Eric.
Oh, and the house rebuilt itself. What the...
That's what happens.
Okay, I'm out.
I was in the first to die.
Jesus, Bobby. You really are awful.
I don't know how Mewtwo works.
Oh, well.
Mewtwo's kind of hard.
I guess that's fair enough.
I literally teleported off the edge one time.
Kevin, you just walked into that.
Yeah.
You gotta be careful when he's charging up a move. Don't walk straight at him.
Kevin, walk straight at him.
Is it just us again? Oh, no, Kevin's
still I'm still in the game.
Damn, Kevin.
You two take down a life.
Fuck.
And then get Kevin. Kevin's not really a threat.
No, I see what Eric's doing.
Well, Kevin's a threat to himself, but no one else.
What the fuck was that? What the hell was that?
Yeah, it just, like, didn't even, like, affect me.
What the fuck was that bullshit?
Ah, fuck.
Every time Eric, like, gets killed, he goes, oh, fuck! My accuracy is pretty off.
It's because we're playing on this
No!
We're playing on this dumbass stage that's not Omega.
What the hell? What? Kevin. I don't even know what just happened.
It was you, Bobby. Fuck off. Your fucking fault. Oh, fuck.
Eric, you're still doing fine.
I don't know.
That's because he fucking was not involved in the fray earlier. He was just sitting off on the side.
Because...
biting his time.
Because I'm smart enough not to get involved in shit like that.
That's the point of the game.
Okay. I can still do stuff.
You guys should both get down to one stock, then gang up on Kevin.
Why?
So Kevin feels like he actually did something.
Hey, I'm still in the game, Bobby.
I like this little platform I'm on right now. Oh.
You guys just fight for a little bit. No!
Kevin, come here.
No.
Kevin, come here.
No.
Just come towards me.
No.
Just fucking do it.
No, Kevin, don't go towards him. He's gonna eat you and poop you off the edge.
How did you do that?
I don't know. I didn't even hit the fucking grab button. I hit shield.
Are you sure you didn't hit the wrong button?
It was pretty fucking positive. Oh, fuck this house. Kevin, come here.
No. Are you Yoshi or Sonic?
I'm Yoshi.
No, you're not.
Yes, I fucking am. I'm standing here.
I'm Sonic, dude.
Oh, okay.
How do you think I've been kicking so much ass this whole time?
Very exciting.
Yeah, right? We got Eric standing in the corner. We got Kevin jumping around.
No. I can still win.
How has Kevin not died yet?
Kevin, come here. I'll put you out of your fucking misery. Come on.
No, I know how to play this game.
John, just go after Eric.
Oh, okay.
I know how to play this game.
Oh my god, I fucking hate
you
this.
You cannot run from me now. It's literally just us. Alright, you want it to be a single platform? Let's break the house. You break that side, I'll break this side. You gotta hit the pillars.
I am. It won't fucking go.
Eric, you're not doing anything.
I can't do it. You do it, John.
Alright, just stay right there by the pillar. You wanna walk right by that pillar?
I thought we were breaking the house.
Nah, I just want to break you. What the fuck?
It's because I did something, like, right at the moment you, like, came into contact with me.
This is going to take too long.
That was really funny.
This is going to take way too long. We each have 2 socks left. Yeah, see, this is why you got to play on a flat stage, otherwise.
Yeah, you can just do this kind of shit and just jump around. Oh, maybe that's why. I think the grab button and the shield button are reversed on this controller. Oh, no, they're not. It's just 2 grab buttons. Why is there no fucking shield?
I don't know. That's bullshit. That should have killed you. So should that.
No way, dude.
I got the lines.
Oh, shit.
But there we go.
No way, dude. I'm good at recovering.
Time for Sonic to rape some butt.
Why don't I have a fucking shield? This is annoying me.
You have a shield.
No, I don't.
You definitely.
I have two grab buttons.
Oh, well.
There's my shield. Okay, shields are a little different on this.
There's no way you cannot have a shield. Boom! Look at that skill.
This is the podcast. This is what people are listening to.
Don't worry, guys.
Oh, shit, yo. I fucking racked up 94 damage. I didn't even realize it.
How much time do we have left on this podcast?
We're already going over.
Really?
We have not been doing this for a half hour. Play two rounds.
The second segment's usually 15 minutes.
Oh.
Somebody die.
I'm trying, man. Every time I go to hit him, I just hit the house. Okay. So close. There we go.
Damn. Damn.
Okay, good.
Next round.
No.
It just looks so good.
Oh my god, that looks good. Wow. That looks really good. Wow, that was a long one. That was like 10 minutes long. Alright, we're doing Omega this time. So it's not a 10 minute long
match. Yeah, you guys suck so hard. Alright. I'm being Sonic.
Okay.
I'm gonna be Wario.
Even though I'm probably not, I'm probably better with Yoshi now. So I play Yoshi a lot more than I play Sonic.
I'm gonna be...
Oh, my remote turned off.
Well, that explains it.
So this is almost over. Is this podcast almost over?
One more round and then we're done.
Alright, okay. I'm just really hungry.
I'd be Princess Peach. Oh, you're such a little piece of shit about me. Who picks Dark Pit? You have so many characters. Bridge of Eldin? Sweet!
Kevin, just stand in the middle the whole time.
Yeah.
You gonna stand up for this one, Kevin?
No, I had to. Oh, God, I suck. Why did I not be Wii Fit Trainer?
Who are you?
Oh, you're Wario?
That's funny. Wario's cool.
You can ride around in a motorcycle. Oh, Princess Peach. That's
fuck
fun.
Yeah. Princess Peach is hot.
Oh, shit.
Fuck that Dark Pit bullshit.
Dark Pit bullshit.
No, no, no.
No. Where am I? Where am I? Oh, I just died! Fuck!
Ha! In your face, friend! I got you! I got you real good with that one. Ah! Wario! Wario! Ah! I'm dead.
No, 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 you fat mess. No, 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 no! Okay. No, 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 no. I have 147, 152.
Now you don't. I helped you out, Kevin. Whoa.
No, no, no.
I always do that. That's why I do not play
Jesus.
Wario.
I just rode off.
Good job, Kevin. Good job, bub.
Fuck that move. That move is nuts.
Fucking bitches.
You die already, Kevin?
Yeah. I wrote off.
Fuck that! Is that a counter too? Like,
I just died.
We're good? Oh no, you're back.
Princess Peach is light, man. Fuck you.
Oh, there I go.
This is a pretty close match.
Hey, Bobby. Way to be OP.
Dark Pit sucks, man. Bobby's just the most skilled player among us. Bah, fuck that.
Bah, fuck that. The fuck?
Oh, damn it.
Fuck you.
Eric, I was about to kill him.
Now he's dead. So.
I lasted pretty long in that one.
You did, yeah, that was good.
Fuck. Fuck! God damn it! God
damn
it! 3-3. Alright, I'm done. Goodbye. Podcast is over. Thanks for having us, Bobby and Kevin. Thanks for letting us play your Wii U. Good time, friends.
Eric Rage quit once more.
Yeah, I think that's the show. Do you guys want to plug anything?
No, go
Happy
away.
Happy accident!
You guys are
We're not using this as an excuse to plug our awesome comedy channel, Happy Accident. Just fuck off, guys. Goodbye. I'm hungry.
Where could
I'm hungry. I'm irritable.
Awesome.
You go to YouTube.com, right?
Yeah?
That's a website that you know. You go to the thumb search bar. You put in happy accident.
Bobby, what is this?
You put in coming out. You'll find us. We made a video about Brandon being gay. You'll watch it. Has over 1,000 views. And then you go to the channel. And you watch the other videos. And you watch them all. And you like them. And you comment on them. And you rate them. And you subscribe to me.
What is your dog doing?
It's licking the bed.
Why? Just do that a lot.
Yes.
Also, as a victory, I'm taking all your amiibos.
Oh, that's the stuff. Gotta go production.